Hey everyone, we are back with Lori, Wendy, and Inger. We have so much information to share with you. We're not done with our stories, so we're going to continue.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clausen, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
I'm going to tell a little funny story.
I was going to say, maybe we need a funny one.
All right. So I have a great dating story. This is actually from my brother and sister-in-law. So they're out on their second date and my brother-in-law sneezes. And all of a sudden this big loogie comes out and it hits his date at the time, which is now my sister-in-law, in the face with
oh
a big
Oh my goodness. Wait, you said your brother and sister-in-law?
So they're still together.
So that's the secret.
Now we know loogies work.
Loogies work. If nothing else works, try a loogie.
Try a loogie. You'll stay together forever.
Bonded by the loogie.
Just kidding. Sorry. I love that. No, keep it. I think it's perfect. Not only does it stick to your face, but you stick together forever. On that note, I can't wait to hear some of your great stories, Ingert, that you've experienced. So please share some of your wild
Okay, dating. So I've been single for a long time. I've dated, oh my gosh, so I'm older too, right? Let's just say I'm
21.
Yeah, plus or minus 30 plus years. So in my early 20s, going to college, so I noticed there's a lot of things on the news with all these young women, right, experiencing terrible things on campus. Well, that happened to me when I was a young student. I had met a guy in class. This was before cell phones. Went on a few dates. He was of my faith. He was a returned missionary. His parents were both professionals, nice kids, nice family. But, you know, after a few dates, that's why you date, to see if it's going to work out. Nice, but no thank you, right? Mm-hmm. So I proceeded to tell him that. We were in a communications class together, but he didn't want to take no for an answer. So back then, you could find where every student went to class by going to the admin building or the student union building and look at their class. Mm-hmm. So he'd start to meet me outside of different classes. Every time I'd be coming out of a different class, he'd meet and show up. And I had to, again, say no. And I didn't think much of it because I'm pretty independent. I've always been feisty. I'm not afraid to speak my mind. I can be nice, but I can also say no.
Good. You're really great.
He doesn't live near me at this point in my life, and I'm coming out of Smith's Market really late trying to get some paper, and he's there in the parking lot.
And it was really late?
Really late.
Oh my goodness.
And so that's when I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is following me. So my family encouraged me to report. So the first person I went to was our professor.
Okay.
And he was the professor of communication. Of course, he thought we should talk about it.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
No.
So I said, okay, we can talk about it. I want him to stop bothering me, right? He proceeded to write me notes and letters and do all these really weird things. Again, sending me packages, really weird, you know, leaving things at my house, to the point that I was scared enough that I was sleeping in my parents' room at the end of their bed, right?
Yeah,
which is not me.
So scary.
So I went to campus police and they took the report. They finally told him he needed to cease and desist.
Mm-hmm.
He proceeded to, again, bizarre land, write out this synopsis of why he did it. It's because it was an experiment in his behavioral class. Right. And so
to stalk someone.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. Okay. To stalk someone. So eventually he did give up, but it made me really sensitive to be aware of my surroundings, be aware I'd have other people come with me on campus and walk out of class.
Good.
I think young women today, where there's so much social media, we have it too, but you really need to be aware and report it.
Yeah.
And if they won't do something, report it to different entities, right?
Yes.
So maybe your local law enforcement, rather than just campus police or someone like that, you have to report it.
Yeah.
As far as being an adult now, a lot of them are one and done datings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like you can tell. You can tell.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So it's big safety tips, right? You can do your due diligence. I literally have friends that run background checks before they ever, I think there's maybe, we should share some information where to do that.
And I love that. And matter of fact, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's the great thing about Utah is we actually passed a law and it's called The Exchange. And you can actually go online now and pay $5 and go to theexchange.utahcourts.gov, and you can actually do a background check on the person that you're going to go out on a date with. So that's a pretty amazing resource that us women can now use to help protect us. And another great resource that I encourage people to look at is also the Sex Offender Registry.
Yes.
So you can also go onto the National Sex Offender Public website. So it's nsopw.gov, and you can do that nationwide and look up any individuals to see if they are a sex offender. And I think that's another great resource that us as single women, okay, I'm not single anymore because I'm now married, but for any single women, I think that's a really great resource for you to use to look up the individual that you're going to go on a date with. So you can see in your own town. I mean, you can look again nationwide, so it doesn't matter where you're at. You can look and see if that individual is on there. So those are some great resources that you can use. And I love the fact that you do background checks, because I think that's really important. And actually, a lot of people don't realize, but public records, you can go in and ask and get that information on an individual so that you can see whether or not that person has had other issues. And again, I think that goes back to the whole why I think it's so important that we report it so we can help save and protect other women. And that's why I'm encouraging everyone, because of my story, that we all need to make sure that we do report any incidences or issues like this that occur so that we can save another person's life.
Because even if you can't get it prosecuted, because again, it can devolve into a he said, she said, what can they actually charge them with? However, you have a police report.
Absolutely.
You have a number and a file number and a case number, right, that you can refer back to, even if something occurs in another jurisdiction.
Yes, and you are standing up for yourself as well as making him aware that he can't get away with that.
Exactly. Correct. Exactly. And we've had another girlfriend who actually went and done that, had gone and filed a report, and come to find out this person had like three or four other stalking injunctions and had.
And that's how they build their case. If we don't report it,
they don't have enough.
It's one incident.
And do something with it. So absolutely, that's the number one, I think, thing that we all need to make sure that we do is report any issues that occur. That's so important. So yes, so those are great safety tips for all of us, and hopefully that'll help somebody else out there.
Yes.
So the exchange.utahcourts.gov is a great resource that you can pay $5 and you can go in and look up the person you're going to go on a date with. And so this is an amazing resource that our legislation just passed for the state of Utah. Nice. I know there's other ones in other states, but that's what we have here. So it is incredible because you can go and see if that individual has any issues, if they've had abuse or battery or anything like that, to determine whether or not you truly want to go out with that person.
Yeah, that's good, because after the Gregorio incident, anytime I would go meet somebody new online that I didn't know, I would just Google their name and criminal record or arrests or anything like that, and luckily I haven't found anything.
Oh, good.
That would be a good source to go to the source, so I wouldn't have to Google around and, you know, look at things like that. So
spend hours researching.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And so is that out. Is it $5 a time a person?
It's $5 for that period of time. So you have to go in there and you can look up that individual and you can look up a couple of other people, but it's for like a certain period of time.
Okay.
So again, just go into the Exchange website and you can check out that information. Again, it's only $5, which is fantastic.
That's not bad at all.
$5 is worth your safety.
Yeah, time is money.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So worth your safety.
We're too busy dating and dating to only find out. It's crazy.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So that's a really great tool to use while you're in the process of dating individuals to find out what they're really like. And or the National Sex Offender List also is a great resource.
Those are good. I was going to throw out some tips maybe on dating online. So this is what I've found. Like, I've been dating for 14 years, so this is what I've found works for me. So if I meet somebody, look at their profile, and we kind of chat back and forth, and I feel like they're interesting enough, or the conversation's good or whatever, then I'll give my number, but I do a Google number, so it's not my actual cell phone number. You can go on and create a Google number that's not linked back to you in any way. You can text and call, same as your cell phone, but it's just more safe.
Yeah, that's a great tool that I haven't heard of. So thank you for sharing
that. You can go text back and forth, call on the phone. I feel like if I connect with someone over text and over the phone after going a few days or a week or so, then I like to just meet them in person because I don't know. I mean, obviously Lori's had this experience, but you meet someone in person and you're like, who are you?
Exactly.
Like, you don't even look like your pictures.
True.
Or they don't even, I don't know, it just doesn't fit for right. some reason. So anyway, so I like to plan a lunch because lunch is an hour. You can say, I got to get back to work if this isn't going to work out type of thing. And you can usually tell sitting across from someone watching them eat if,
right.
if it's going to go anywhere.
You can feel the vibes.
I'm just kidding. You,
it's
you
true.
Know, sometimes you'll know whether you want to do it again. And in a public place, busy restaurant. So I think those are steps that you can take to give yourself time to see if you trust them enough. But then you still need to be aware and have your quote unquote escape plan because of your situation, Wendy, where you had dated the guy. So, but I think most cases, hopefully that's a rare incident, but I think that those are some good tips that you can use. So, I mean, I spent hours on the phone with guys before I even met them. Hours that I wasted because then you meet him in person and you're like,
no,
wah wah.
Right.
That's what I felt, you know, a few of them that I, it's just like, just not a connection.
Right.
So
and it's
I'm
important
like,
that
oh
you
my
meet
gosh,
him.
I could have been sleeping.
Yeah. And sometimes exactly. you do have a connection when you're texting or you're
yeah.
talking. But then you get with them and you're face to face, you're live, and
yeah.
it's something's
there's something
just
off.
Not right.
Yep. Yeah. And sometimes, yeah. like the ones you need to meet them in person because some of them are fake. So you get
yes,
a lot
exactly.
of those online on those
oh,
websites.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're from other countries
yeah.
and they're trying to get money or they're
yes.
trying to see
yes.
what they can get from you, information.
They're
and
a
so,
prince from Nigeria. They're real. As soon
yeah,
as you
yes.
send him money,
yes.
then he'll be over here to marry you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who and doesn't want that? That sounds like every girl's dream.
Exactly.
What would be your advice for how long, what do you think is a good period for talking to somebody before you actually meet them?
Short.
Yeah.
Short.
Yeah,
I
feel like short. As soon as you know that there's kind of a connection that you could see yourself like having fun with them or the conversation or having a good conversation with them, I like to meet them as soon as you
possible.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Because I've also talked and texted a lot of guys and you have fun with them and you start imagining what they're like and stuff like that and then you meet them in person and it doesn't turn out
there.
That way. So I'd rather
right. no chemistry.
Get that over with to begin with
right.
and then you can tell whether that you want to make it a dinner date or maybe just another lunch date.
The other tip I have that a lot of friends are doing, so the younger crowd, right, because I like
mm-hmm.
to gather from everybody, is they're doing FaceTime.
Oh, that's
dates,
a great idea.
Right. So
oh,
again,
it.
Because your profile,
I like that.
Again, people can make up whatever they want
yeah.
on
yes.
the internet,
it's
right?
True.
Anything that they want.
Yep.
So
it's true.
You need to verify, right, all mm-hmm. that information. So they're doing FaceTime,
yeah.
Zoom, you know,
that's
go to
good.
Meeting.
I love
I remember
that.
Doing, I Skyped a while. I Skyped with a guy in California for quite a while. And like, we just got along great. He was cute. We, you know, had this attraction. He actually drove all the way. And it was so weird because right when I opened the door, he did not look like he did on
the
Skype.
Person?
It was
oh, wow.
weird. I mean, nicest guy, but it was just like, okay, he's not the one. You know
right.
what I mean? We had fun. There wasn't an attraction or anything, but because I think he felt the same way or something. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not meant to be, I guess.
Right, right.
But it was just weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ongoing texts, I think, is ridiculous, right? So, again,
time
if they
waster.
Can keep a sentence, if they can hold on a conversation, if all they're asking you is what you're doing or how's the weather.
Or
right.
want it
next,
yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, again, their voice. So, again, a phone conversation is important for me because if you
yes.
can't carry on a conversation,
mm-hmm.
right, on the phone.
Yeah.
And their voice matters because imagine, right, you're going to
yeah.
be hearing this voice. So if there's,
yeah.
sorry, this
yeah.
one guy, honestly.
Yeah,
just
I know what you
terrible.
Mean.
Terrible. And I'm not trying to, you know, he's like,
no,
Ben
he's
have said,
a
like,
good
what,
match for someone
right,
else.
Like, what,
right,
like, what's about their voice? I said, it's just another thing, right? If you're attracted
yeah.
to their voice
yeah.
or if you can carry
yeah.
on that conversation,
mm-hmm.
you could do a Skype video, mm-hmm. but then in person.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
even after in person. So, yeah, meet in a public place. Make
yeah.
sure you've done your
and
due
the
diligence.
Phone call.
If
just
they
make
have
sure
any mutual.
Doesn't sound like Kermit.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Maybe, but there are people who are attracted to Kermit, maybe.
That's true, hey.
Or Pee Wee Herman.
Exactly.
They're like, what if we sound like Pee Wee Herman? I said drop your active lower.
Yes.
Those
yeah,
are
those
excellent
are
tips.
Tips.
Yeah, I agree. Those are fantastic tips. So no, thank you. Who has a really quick, funny dating story they want to share with us?
I can share one. So I went out with this guy. He provided me a few funny ones because it was just an awkward night. But anyway, at the end of the date, we got in the car and I'd already not want to go out with him again because I just thought he was not my type, to be nice. So anyway, we sit in the car and he said, oh, I forgot to do the three things that I always do when I get in the car. And I was like, what?
What
and
is this?
He said, I lock the door, put on my seatbelt, and say a prayer. And I said, wait, you say a prayer every single time you get in the car? And he's like, yes, do you want to say it? And I said, no. So he proceeds to fold his arms and bow his head and pray. He included praying for our budding relationship.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I was just like, get me out of here. Then again, I was praying at the same time saying, don't listen to him. So anyway, I didn't go out with him again. If you guys were wondering.
Oh, we were wondering. We thought you might still be dating.
So that was just a funny, awkward dating moment.
I love it. We all have had those good times. Yes.
There's DoorDash. We always have DoorDash.
Thanks, ladies. That was awesome. I appreciate all of the stories, the experiences, the tips, the resources where we can go and just be more safe. And so I've loved having you guys here. It's been great. And happy safe dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debs.